Midnight Public Media News. This is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, March 12th. Coming up, the Jupiter String Quartet, a pet supply sale, the Lucky Dog 5K, and of course, live music. Will Call is coming up, where we'll tell you all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. An ag tech company conducting research at the University of Illinois will be competing at a national competition later this year. IPM's Abigail Botar has more.
C16 Biosciences won a regional pitch competition at the Ag Tech Summit in Champaign-Urbana this week. Co-founder David Heller says the startup creates fats and oils from yeast that can be used in the food, beauty, and personal care industries.
We can create oils from yeast in scale-up fermentations that are not reliant on tropical agriculture and can scale vertically very efficiently.
Heller says the company's first commercial ingredient is being used in skincare and cosmetic products across the globe. He says he's excited for the platform the Startup World Cup will give the company. Heller says the startup is currently working on ingredients that can be used in soaps and detergents. The company is heading to the Startup World Cup in San Francisco this November to compete for a $1 million investment. I'm Abigail Botar, IPM News.
Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski says the Trump administration's war in Iran is hurting the pocketbooks of her constituents. Gas prices surged to a statewide average of $3.64 this week, according to AAA. That's up from $3.03 a month ago. The Central Illinois lawmaker says that's increasing the cost of living for residents in her district.
Gas prices were the one thing that this administration could maybe try to hang their hat on. They can no longer do that because of the war that they have really gotten us into in the Middle East.
Last week, Budzinski voted for a resolution that would require the president to seek congressional approval to continue military strikes in Iran. Republicans and some Democrats voted down the measure.
I'm reporter Araceli Gomez Aldana with voting info ahead of Tuesday's primary elections. It's important to know your rights and what security will look like at in-person polling places. Ed Yonka is with the ACLU of Illinois. He says polling places should be safe and free of intimidation, both from governmental actors or others.
Those messages have made it to folks who are prepared to respond, whether that is state officials or whether that's not-for-profit groups or others. People are ready. You know, the voter's job is to go and vote. If those circumstances arise, organizations like ours will be ready to step into the breach and protect voting rights in this state.
And remember your rights as you head into the polls. Voters usually do not need a photo ID in Illinois unless you're registering to vote or updating your address on Election Day. If you're in line when the polls close, you still get a chance to cast your ballot. And you can take notes or printed materials into the voting booth. You are allowed to vote if you have a criminal record as long as you're still not serving your sentence. And did you know that you can request up to 2 hours off of work to go vote? It's your right to ask for the time off if your job prevents you from getting there while the polls are open. And if you're challenged by an election judge, you are entitled to a provisional ballot. Make sure the poll worker clearly explains any steps you need to take so your vote counts. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana.
A wide field of Republicans in Tuesday's primary election is looking to flip an Illinois U.S. Senate seat to red. Isabella Nieto reports.
In the past four decades, Illinois has had only two Republican U.S. senators. Don Tracy, the former chair of the state GOP, wants to become the third.
If we had, you know, one Republican senator and one Democrat senator, that means no matter what happens as the administration changes in Washington, D.C., we'll always have at least one strong voice.
Tracy is facing Casey Klebeck, Jeannie Evans, Pamela Denise Long, and a pair of perennial candidates, Jimmy Lee Tillman II and Carrie Caparelli. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Still to come, we'll call where we'll tell you all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That's coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high of 50 degrees, a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of light rain at a low of 39 degrees. Southwest wind 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 45 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy with a high of 53 degrees. West wind 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 45 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 32 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 51 degrees with a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the story of The Onion. Born in the Midwest, the satirical newspaper has come a long way from humble beginnings. We'll talk about that with Christine Wentz, part of the original team and author of The History of The Onion, Funny Because It's True. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, March 12th, the Jupiter String Quartet is playing at Folinger Great Hall at Krennert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Enjoy chamber music from this ensemble that's played together for over 20 years.
And also that same evening, more music at the Rose Bowl Tavern at 8 p.m., the River Shook Duo with Clayton Burke. You can listen to music by River Shook as part of their new era as a solo artist.
Do you pine every day like I pine? Does your bed sound look just like mine? Do you want to see and know all in a flash of white light? Are we changing our stars tonight?
And on Friday, March 13th, Dreamcatchers is performing at Huber's at 7 p.m. You can hear a variety of tunes from this band in their hometown.
And at the Castle Theater in Bloomington at 8 p.m. on Friday, March 13th, Hair Bangers Ball. Enjoy music and a show by the Chicago-based 80s hair rock tribute band.
On Saturday, March 14th, it's a pet supply sale at the Champaign County Humane Society. That's in West Champaign. From 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., you can shop gently used and new pet supplies. And you can visit cuhumane.org for more information about the shelter.
Also along the same line of pets, there's a Lucky Dog 5K at Heritage Park in Champaign beginning at 9:30 a.m. that morning. You can run, walk, or stroll with or without your pup. Kimberly, do you have a puppy that you could take on a 5K?
I have a lot of people I know who have some pups that I could take with me on a 5K.
Well, if you are one of those people who have a pup that you would like to take on a 5K to celebrate St. Patrick's, you can sign up at runsignup.com/race.
And on Saturday, March 14th, Blackberry Smoke is performing at the Virginia Theater in Champaign starting at 7 p.m. Enjoy rock music on Blackberry Smoke's Rattle, Ramble, and Roll Tour and visit the Virginia Theater's website for more.
Just to make your family proud. If I didn't think that it would shut the whole place down.
And on Sunday, March 15th at 2 p.m. at the Alto Vineyards in Champaign, there's a St. Patrick's Day celebration with Celtic Whistle. You can celebrate the holiday with traditional Irish music.
And on Sunday, March 15th, it's Tech Take Apart from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Urbana Free Library. Elementary school students can use tools to take apart tech pieces and explore what's inside. Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change. And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Abigail Botar, Araceli Gomez Aldana, Isabella Nieto, Adeline Moy, and myself. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A note about this podcast, starting on Monday, it will go on hiatus. The IPM news team will be preparing for 2 and 7 Today to relaunch with you in mind, including breaking daily news stories that happen before the afternoon newscasts on All Things Considered, so stay tuned. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.